sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
And now we have the space show. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. On this week's The Space Show, in our Planet Earth series, we tell about how an Australian company is using space technology to learn about our home planet.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
Where the Space Show is about to have another in our series concentrating on the Australian space industry and what's happening right now. Now, on the 1st of March, the Australian Space Agency announced a funding boost to grow the Aussie space sector. In the agency's words,
12 new Australian space projects are being supported that will build capability in our local sector, as well as respond to key challenges and opportunities like climate change. More than $9 million has been awarded to projects which align with NASA's Artemis program, helping Australian organisations to deliver products and services into global space supply chains. Head of the Australian Space Agency, Enrico Palermo, said this demonstrates how Australian companies are contributing to global space missions.
These projects show the agility and innovative nature of Australia's space companies, and how we can carve our niche in big international missions. Space is a global endeavour, and by working with our partners like NASA, we can create outcomes that benefit Australia, while also contributing to solutions to global challenges.
Minister for Industry and Science Ed Husic said,
"These projects show the exceptional research and innovation that is happening in Australia's space sector and how our companies can contribute on the global stage. Excitingly, the technologies and products being developed also have applications that can see us respond to important challenges and opportunities, from addressing climate change to driving growth in government priority areas like robotics, quantum and advanced manufacturing."
These projects were chosen from Intakes 8, 9 and 10 of the Moon to Mars Supply Chain Capability Improvement Grants Program.
Another government release gave details of the Moon to Mars projects to be funded. It did not specify whether these funds would be paid to the recipients in one lump sum or when they would be paid.
Among the projects being supported are, Valiant Space of Queensland will receive $934,500 to develop a new non-toxic propulsion system that will support more sustainable and responsible use of space. Next Aero of Victoria will receive $1 million to design, manufacture and validate cutting-edge cryogenic rocket propellants, which are predicted to be central to next-generation sustainable spacecraft and rocket systems. HEO of New South Wales will receive $742,164 to develop advanced cameras for imaging satellites to better track space debris and objects, ensuring safe and sustainable use of space. Newman Space of South Australia will receive $1 million to locally develop a world-class spacecraft electric propulsion manufacturing and test facility to support national and international space missions.
A fuller space funding report can be found on our website. That's at space.southernfm.com.au. That's space.southernfm.com.au. And then look for the 2024 programs and scroll down and you'll see it there. And while you're there, you might want to investigate the other features we have there. We have got more than 1,800 of them on our website for your listening enjoyment. And there's a few photographs as well. So that's space.southernfm.com.au to find out more about the space show.
You're listening to 88.3
Maria Zikaki is a senior business developer at Saver Astronautics in Adelaide. She gave a talk to the Space Association meeting in South Melbourne. And this talk was given in 2022 November. And there are a few things which have moved on since she gave the talk.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to present Saber and our programs on your monthly meeting. I am Maria Xigaki and I'm the Senior Business Developer at Saber Astronautics. A quick background about me, I'm a geologist, having over 25 years of experience in satellite imagery interpretation, remote sensing, and geographic information systems, which I have used for numerous applications related to geology, water resources management, disaster management, city planning, and many, many other things. And there was a point in my career that I thought that I had enough of Earth. I didn't want to do anything with Earth anymore. I knew what was happening from the satellite and below, and I wanted to know what is happening from the satellite and above. So here I am in the very exciting space industry. Saber Astronautics is a full-stack space mission operations services provider, offering services for space missions from the moment it's still a concept until the end of life. We operate both in Australia and in the US. We have two mission operation centers, two R&D laboratories, and a space hub. In Australia, we own and operate the Responsive Space Operations Center in Adelaide, which was funded by the Space Agency and the government. Also, one of our two space R&D laboratories is located at Saber's headquarters in Sydney. In Sydney as well, we own and operate a space startup incubator, the Wolfpack Space Hub. I don't know if you have heard about that. I will tell you a little bit more about it on the way. In the US, we have a Responsive Space Operations Center in Boulder, in Colorado, and also a team based in the US Space Force Catalyst Campus in Colorado Springs. The Catalyst Campus, for those that are not aware, is responsible for the delivery of capability to the US Air Force and US Space Force. Our team is based there to support with updates and upgrades an application that we have developed for them. Our mission is the democratization of space through ease of access, and that's why we are developing highly capable mission design and operation tools, which are easy to use. So what do we do when it comes to space operations? What does it include? We can help you design your mission and your spacecraft and integrate with it. We can test it before the flight. We support your launch operations, and we can fly you. During the flight, we perform telemetry tasking and commanding, where we send commands to the spacecraft. We monitor its health. We move it if it's necessary. We predict the space traffic and manage the spacecraft accordingly. We monitor the space weather, and we predict its effects. We monitor out-of-pattern of life threatening movements. We identify and analyze threats and others. And we also offer end-of-mission services by planning the orbit, checking for conjunctions and related risks. We have a long and proven heritage in machine learning applications, giving us the capability to offer solutions to any space operations problem. Currently, we apply machine learning on the spacecraft, on signals, and on space weather data. Our spacecraft diagnostic services are implemented using machine learning, where we can diagnose the health of any complex system and the real-time drivers affecting it for real-time actions. As it is known, delays in solving a problem on the satellite can cost millions of dollars in lost revenue. Our signal diagnosis capability, again by using machine learning, can detect electronic warfare threats or space weather events that might degrade the quality of the signal. This capability has both defense and commercial application, and it is developed for ground operations so far and is under development for space operations. Our space weather diagnostics can predict space weather events up to 3 hours, which allow us time to move and protect the spacecraft. In order to offer all the services I just mentioned, we have developed a world-class 3D visualization platform called PIGI. PIGI is a mission design and operation software specifically engineered for ease of use, able to transform large data packets and complicated space telemetry into simple, appealing visuals. PIGI is integrated with live data feeds and other system alerts, is agnostic and can connect with any satellite, any ground or space-based sensor, and any ground station. We have a marketplace with space domain data and ground stations providers that we make available to our customers to select for their missions, like Atlas, KSAT, RBC Signals, Amazon, and we're in discussions with many others. The Space Cockpit, the product on the right, is an application for space domain awareness and traffic management developed by Sabre Astronautics by using some of PIGI's capabilities. We militarized and customized them, transporting them into a tool for warfighters at the tactical edge. The Space Cockpit is used by the US Space Force in the classified secret and top secret networks. It is used for tracking and monitoring of space objects, for missile warnings, GPS navigation, and other uses of interest to the Department of Defense, to the US Department of Defense. So what is happening in the Australia Responsive Space Operations Center? From Australia, we operate satellites from anywhere in the world. Our most recent bird is a two-tones industrial next generation telecommunication satellite. This is the AST Space Mobile's flagship, the BlueWalker 3, the first of 160 satellites that this constellation will include. This is the first 5G satellite in orbit at the moment with the largest antenna array ever built so far. It is fully deployed and it is 65 square meters. Also from Australia, we lead the Pacific Regional Cell of the world's largest space domain awareness and traffic management exercise, the Sprint Advanced Concept Training. It is known as SACTI. For those that are not aware, this is a joint civilian-military exercise which was initiated by the US Space Force and runs globally for about a week. During this exercise, over 200 companies and military personnel from the Five Eyes countries connect to us and showcase their capabilities. By having two mission operation centers, one in Australia and one in the US, and having the capability to offer 24/7 follow the sun space mission operations, and because of our proven via the SACTI exercises capability and experience in space domain awareness and traffic management, the Australian Mission Operations Center covers the night shift for the Joint Task Force Space Defense Commercial Operations Cell, known as JCO. The JCO is responsible for executing control of space defense and space domain awareness units to protect and defend US space capabilities. So during their night, we monitor their assets for them and act accordingly if it's necessary. What else is happening in Australia? As I mentioned earlier, we own and operate the Wolfpack Space Hub. This is a joint venture between Sabre Astronautics, bringing expertise, accreditation, global relationships and connections with both US and Australian Department of Defense, and TCG Group, a global player trusted by governments with over 150 businesses built so far and several billions won deals. The Wolfpack is a space hub, a space incubator, with a mission to incubate early-stage Australian upstream space startups from concept to on orbit, whilst we help with the development of the Australian space industry and sovereignty. We have four startups at the moment, Spero Space. They are developing next-generation space robotic arms. Metacosmos, they are developing digital bioastronautics and advanced spacesuits. Spiral Blue, they are developing edge computing and next-generation Earth observation services using artificial intelligence aboard the spacecraft. And Dandelions, developing orbital reentry vehicles for time-sensitive deliveries, with their first use case to deliver portable telecommunication towers which can restore communications during a disaster like a bushfire.
Speaking to members of the Space Association of Australia in South Melbourne, that was Maria Zigaki, the senior business developer at Sabre Astronautics and Adelaide. And she made mention there of a company called Spiral Blue. And it just so happens that the next part of our program will be about Spiral Blue. So let's start.
Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling home.
We continue season 5 of our Planet Earth series, in which we look at how space technology is helping us understand our home planet. This is episode 60. The company with the product aboard the recently launched Australian-built Optimus satellite is Spiral Blue. They use edge computing to observe the Earth. The Space Show recorded this at a meeting of the Space Association of Australia in South Melbourne in June of 2022.
My name's May. I'm a business development intern at Spiral Blue. A little bit about Spiral Blue. We were founded in 2018 with the goal of making Earth observation more accessible. We're committed to providing the right information at the right time from space. So we do this by putting computers on satellites, such as through our partnership with ESPA. We're so thrilled to be working with them and very grateful to have been invited to give this talk. So why do we do what we do? I mean, first of all, space is really cool. There's so much more outside of this funny little ball that we all live on. But we can also put satellites outside of this funny little ball and use them to help the world. So Earth observation is kind of like taking a selfie, except this selfie has applications in so many industries, such as defense, agriculture, emergency services, maritime, financial services, and insurance. So since being founded in 2018 by our CEO Taufik, CTO James and head of AI Henry, we've since expanded to a team of over 7 engineers, developers, and scientists. And we're so proud that in such a short amount of time, we've been able to secure $1.6 million in funding, complete a defense contract, and deliver 3 space missions. So one of the problems facing Earth observation is the bandwidth problem. Satellites produce copious amounts of data, and we just can't keep up with it. The amount of accessible data is significantly smaller than the amount of data collected. So, for example, a satellite that might cover 6 million square kilometers in a day might only be able to send back 20,000 square kilometers. This results in higher costs, higher minimum order quantities, and longer lead times, which just makes Earth observation expensive and inefficient. For example, if you wanted an image of your house today from space, your only option might be to purchase an image of your entire suburb, including your neighbors' houses, what they've been up to. At the end of the day, it's just inefficient, expensive, and prevents Earth observation from being readily accessible. Another problem that exists in Earth observation is just what do we do with this data? At the end of the day, customers don't want data. They want the information from the data in order to make better informed decisions. So imagine you wanted to find out if it was raining tomorrow and you had to go through radar data. Look at the temperature over the Pacific Ocean at a particular time. Look at wind data and process all of that on a computer. All just so you can decide if you want to bring an umbrella with you tomorrow. I don't know about you, but it sounds a lot easier to just get your phone out and check the weather app. Data processing can be tedious, so what do we do about it? At Spiral Blue, we're solving these problems with our Space Edge services by conducting onboard image processing using our Space Edge computers. By only sending what you need, we've reduced data costs by a factor of 10, which also allows us to offer a service with no minimum order quantities. We deliver information to customers with a user-friendly platform, which increases accessibility to Earth observation and enables further applications. Space Edge services can streamline the process of going from data to information to a better informed decision. This reduces lead times from weeks to hours. At the end of the day, Earth observation can't really be useful if you can't use it. So we've made this process simple by allowing you to simply choose what and when you'd like to see, choose what you want to do with the images, and provide user-friendly information to make better informed decisions. So we can help you to find out what you want, when you want. So you might be thinking, this is a lot of talking. How are you going to do it? So we've taken cutting-edge computing technology and adapted it for the harsh space conditions through thermal control and radiation protection. We also provide a secure and accessible platform for you to run your software on our computers in space and be assured that your information and intellectual property is protected. We've also developed proprietary machine learning architecture, which is 50 times smaller than state-of-the-art. Again, reducing lead times from weeks to hours. We're pushing the boundaries of technology to provide you with easier, cheaper, and more efficient access to Earth observation. In the short time since our founding, we are so pleased that our work has been recognized through winning the Gravity Challenge, Maxar Spatial Challenge, and Waratah Seed Competition. And we'd love to partner with you to provide the right information at the right time in space so that together we can make the Earth a better place.
Since Mayhay gave that talk to the Space Association members in June of 2022, Spiral Blue has had some successes in its business. For example, in April last year, it made this announcement.
Spiral Blue makes history with the most powerful Space Edge computer ever built and Australia's first operational Edge computer in space. Spiral Blue is delighted to announce that the commissioning of their Space Edge 1 computer has made it the first Australian Space Edge computer, and first NVIDIA Xavier NX to be operational in space. Space Edge 1 is the most powerful computer ever built for use in space outside of a space station, boasting the capability to process massive amounts of data in real time using cutting-edge artificial intelligence technology. This advanced technology enables customers to conduct quick and efficient data analysis, setting a new standard for computing performance in space. Spiral Blue has received initial data from Space Edge 1, having launched with Satellogic aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket on the Transporter 6 mission on 2023 January 3. Space Edge 1 is now capable of processing data in space at quantities and speeds never seen before at such a low size, weight and power. This new level of computing power will provide customers with faster and more accurate insights into satellite data, allowing for better decision-making and increased productivity by enabling the use of artificial intelligence in space.
Ahead of the launch of the Australian-built Optimus satellite on March the 4th of this year, Spiral Blue issued this release from Sydney, dated February the 13th.
In a huge milestone for the Australian startup, Spiral Blue is delighted to announce that five of their Space Edge 1 Edge computers will be launching to space in 2024 for March. Of the five computers launching in 2024 for March, two Space Edge 1 computers will be operated by the company, and three Space Edge 1 computers will be part of customer missions. These customer launches mark a new era for Spiral Blue, with multiple additional launches scheduled for later in the year.
Following the March 4 launch, Spiral Blue proudly proclaimed,
in a huge milestone for the Australian startup, Spiral Blue is delighted to announce that four of their Space Edge 1 Edge computers have been delivered to orbit on the SpaceX Transporter 10 mission from Cape Canaveral, Florida, aboard a Falcon 9 rocket. This brings the total number of Spiral Blue computers in orbit to 8. This also marks the first customer missions carrying the Space Edge 1. Two computers are launching as part of customer missions, with the other two being operated by Spiral Blue. The two Spiral Blue launches are part of Project Rainbow Python, the first Australian hyperspectral mission. These will enable an expansion of the Your Code in Space program launched by the company in 2023 that allows users to test drive Spiral Blue hardware in orbit. One Space Edge 1 forms a critical component of ESPER satellite's ESPER-SU hyperspectral imager. The mission will unlock the hidden secrets of Earth's surface by exploring chemical compositions with cutting-edge hyperspectral imaging technology. From energy to climate, delving into the unseen realms and capturing invaluable insights for a sustainable future. The second Space Edge 1 is providing edge computing capabilities for a customer's satellite.
The Spiral Blue statement and accompanying graphics did not name that customer satellite. Now, Spiral Blue's co-founder, James Buttonshaw, was quoted as saying,
"The launch of our first customer hardware is such a significant milestone for Spiral Blue, it really can't be understated. Our customers are using our hardware to carry out onboard processing and to control imaging hardware. The hardware launched by Spiral Blue will, among other things, be utilized to offer our Your Code in Space service once more, helping future customers test drive our hardware in orbit. We anticipate being able to commence operations in around 1 month's time. Looking to the future, Spiral Blue has various other customer and test missions planned this year, with new ones coming up regularly. This batch will allow us to continue the success of our 2023 mission where we enabled multiple customers to run machine learning applications in space. Furthermore, these will be the first of our customer launches. We are so proud to be supplying hardware to support multiple space missions."
The Spiral Blue release did not miss the opportunity to self-promote.
2024 will be a huge year for Spiral Blue, with additional Space Edge 1 computers scheduled to launch later in the year, as well as the release of the next generation Space Edge computer by the third quarter of 2024. The Space Edge 2, which is based on the Orin NX, will boast greater processing power as an additional product offering alongside the history-making Space Edge 1.
We have already heard May Hay's description of Spiral Blue as it stood in 2022. The most recent company description reads,
"Spiral Blue is a Sydney-based small to medium-sized enterprise leading the next generation of onboard processing with artificial intelligence and space edge computing. Spiral Blue technology has applications in agriculture, defense, city planning, utilities, and other industries. The success of the Space Edge 1 computer, operating flawlessly in orbit since 2023 April, has made the organization the first Australian company in history to develop and operate artificial intelligence hardware in space. In addition to five Space Edge 1 computers in orbit, Spiral Blue has previously launched three Space Edge 0 prototypes. Additional launches scheduled for 2024 will bring the total number of computers in orbit to 12. Of the five computers launching 2024 by March, two Space Edge 1 computers will be operated by the company, and three Space Edge 1 computers will be part of customer missions. These customer launches mark a new era for Spiral Blue, with multiple additional launches scheduled for later in the year. Following the inaugural Space Edge 1 launch in 2023 January, Spiral Blue became the first Australian company to successfully operate an edge computer in space. This allowed the company to be the first in Australia to conduct machine learning analysis in orbit, and launch the Your Code in Space program, which allows customers to test drive Spiral Blue hardware in orbit. To summarize, four SpaceEdge 1 computers will be launching across two satellites on the SpaceX Transporter 10 mission. Three will fly with the Space Machines Optimus vehicle. Of these, two will be operated by Spiral Blue as part of Project Rainbow Python, alongside the third, which is part of a customer payload. There is an additional customer mission carrying one SpaceEdge 1 that is also launching on Transporter 10. The launches span across three satellites, two of which are for customer missions. A third satellite will carry one SpaceEdge 1 as part of a customer's payload on a separate launch, also scheduled for March this year. Based on the NVIDIA Jetson series, SpaceEdge 1 is the onboard computing system developed and space-proven by Spiral Blue that enables onboard edge processing capabilities for satellites. The SpaceEdge 1 utilizes NVIDIA Xavier NX modules to maximize processing power, whilst maintaining manageable power draw. It is the most powerful computer in space outside of a space station, with customizations and add-ons available.
In another release, Spiral Blue lists some of its customers, which may provide a clue to that mystery customer satellite's identity.
Our flight-proven SpaceEdge 1 edge computers have been hardware and software integrated with various sensors and satellite platforms. The sensors have been JAI, Device Alab, FLIR, Satellogic, and ESPER satellites ESPERESU. The satellites are SatRev Stork, Satellogic NewSat, SMC Optimus, UNSW Arata Seed, EnduroSat, and Gilmore GSat.
The Polish Sat Revolution Stork 7 3-unit CubeSat had been listed or manifested for the SpaceX Transporter 10 launch, but a report in a spaceflight discussion forum said that it had been removed. That same manifest had Satellogic's new Sat 44 as listed, as was Space Machines Optimus 2. The Spiral Blue customer list credits Waratah Seed to the University of New South Wales, but the Spaceflight Forum credits it to the University of Sydney and says it was removed from the Transporter 10 manifest. Now, we will discuss the Waratah Seed satellite in a later program. EnduroSat is a Bulgarian satellite manufacturer that claims to have more than 50 satellites delivered. Its customer list includes the Melbourne Space Program, the Melbourne University student-led group that built the Acrux 1 satellite, and are building the more advanced Acrux 2 satellite. And Gilmore GSat is a satellite to be launched by Gilmore Space on its Australian-built IRIS launch vehicle. This is The Space Show.
88.3 Southern FM.
Earth below us.
When the Australian company Skycraft built five aeronautical satellites that were launched in June last year, they made room for one of them, or on one of them, for an instrument developed by CSIRO, the Commonwealth Scientific Industrial Research Organisation. The Earth Observation Instrument is called CyanoSat. It is a multispectral imaging system that captures sunlight reflected off the Earth, splits it into a spectrum, and analyzes it. The task is to find dangerous cyanobacteria in algae, which live in coastal and inland waterways. It took CSIRO 18 months from design to launch. Since launch, the CyanoSat instrument has been tested by capturing images, onboard data compression, and on-orbit reprogramming of its electronics. From an altitude of 600 kilometres, CyanoSat can see patches of algae as small as 50 metres across. SARO scientists and engineers are now building a second instrument called CyanoSat 2.0 using the lessons they learned from this original CyanoSat. It is due for launch later this year and will have a wider field of view. Well, just about time to say hello, Earth.
Get them to swap our places. Be running up that road, be running up that hill with no problems. If only I could, I'd make a deal with God. Get them to swap our places. And be running up that road, be running up that hill with no problems. If only I could make a deal with God. Get him to swap our places. Running up that road.
This has been The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie.